Representatives of 14 countries and the United Nations are meeting in Beijing this week to lay out plans for a new space organization headed by China. The group will be called the Asia-Pacific Space Cooperation Organization, with its headquarters in Beijing. The aim of the organization will be to launch a system of 8 satellites to monitor the natural conditions of the Earth and allow all members to share the information. Chinese organizers say the other 8 member countries are Bangladesh, Iran, Malaysia, Mongolia, Pakistan, Peru, and the Philippines. Representatives of the 9 nations have been meeting in Beijing since Monday to finalize a draft of the articles that will govern the organization, which is set to begin its work next year. 5 other nations, Brazil, Chile, Indonesia, South Korea, Ukraine, along with the United Nations team, joined the Beijing meeting as observers. It is not yet clear how the project will be financed, but analysts say it appears China will likely carry all or most of the costs. All of the nations involved are developing countries, and some rank among the world's poorest. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Jianqiao said the effort seeks to involve poor nations that would otherwise not have access to space technology. Mr. Liu says the Chinese government will not take into account whether the member countries are poor or rich. In terms of having a right to access to space technology, he says all countries in the world are equal. Analysts say Beijing's effort to create a multinational space organization is yet another move by China to position itself as a global leader in technology. China sought to gain international prestige last month when it became the 3rd nation after the United States and Russia to send a manned rocket into orbit. Showing new confidence gained from the successful space launch, Chinese space officials announced last week they plan to launch a 2 crew member spaceship within the next 2 years. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.